Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're right in the middle of a study of the book of Acts, and we find Peter and John in the throes of a controversy with the Sadducees. The Sadducees are faced with a choice to recognize and respond to the power of God, and they choose to try and maintain their own power, wealth, and control. They are blinded by their own power, and they cannot see the cornerstone. The apostles, the church, they are faced with the same choice to recognize and respond to the power of God. So what do they do? Well, listen to what the text says. Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. But Peter and John answered, "Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge. For we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." So Peter and John, they trust the power of God in the gospel. And here's why the gospel is fundamental. The gospel says that we are powerless and Jesus is all powerful. The gospel frees me from this ambition to be seen as powerful, and it liberates me to follow the one who is all powerful. I don't control the church. Jesus does. I don't control tomorrow. Jesus does. But I am now free through the gospel to follow the all-powerful one. This gospel frees me from seeing everyone else as a threat to me. The gospel frees me from having to be in control because now I am serving the all-sovereign one. And nothing happens in this universe that doesn't go across his desk first. Do you know what that does for me when I'm thinking straight? It births confidence, even when you have to make tough decisions. And so you see the apostles resting in this gospel. Jesus saved this crippled man, and Jesus is the only one who can save. Salvation rests in no one else. It's his power. And so do you see the confidence of the apostles here? What is at stake for these guys in resting in the gospel? Well, their very lives are at stake. So what makes the difference in Peter and John here? Because it wasn't very long ago that both of these guys were faced with a similar choice and threat. Just a few months ago, one denied Jesus and the other stood quiet while Jesus was falsely accused. So what makes the difference? Well, it's the resurrection and ascension of Christ so that the life of Christ could live through them through the Holy Spirit. And if Christ is your Savior, your all in all, then you have that same life in you. You will either build your life on the rock, or you will break your life against it, trying to destroy the rock. I'm praying that you are building your life on the rock, who is Jesus, by walking with Him day by day. And so when you pray today, pray for Sam and Dawn Freeman and their sons, Zane and Seth, as they minister in the Philippines. Also, pray for the Russian LifeWord broadcast heard in Russia and in the United States.